quiero dejar un saludo muy grande a toda la gente que hace y toda la gente que escucha Rockum.
Rockum Radio, your rock station.
Y el mal en el camino, cómete si es que estás, o para que no mi destino, y siento la risa.
Stop! Busy day. Raccoon Radio Show with Gino Alash. The 2 hours of hard rock and heavy metal. Tuesdays. On TFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Stay heavy.
Hablamos español.
Partners in Mission Food Bank could not exist without the loyalty, dedication, and support of volunteers, some of whom have been with us for over 30 years. Our team of volunteers consists of individuals who continually devote both their time and skills on a regular basis in an effort to make a positive impact on hunger and the food needs of the community. Volunteering has no age limits. Your commitment and energy is enough. It is a great way to make new friends and contribute to your community. Partners in Mission Food Bank volunteers provide essential services in many ways, including assembling daily hampers, sorting food donations, breaking down and portioning bulk items, packing eggs into cartons, keeping the warehouse safe and clean, and providing helpful input to other volunteers and staff. Interested in volunteering with Partners in Mission Food Bank? Please call our volunteer coordinator at 613-544-4100.
The staff at Martha's Table provides a caring place where people in need can have a nutritious meal for only $1. Now you can get involved in this great cause.
Martha's Table is looking for volunteers to help in the kitchen, at the drop-in center, picking up food, or even being a friendly face at fundraising events.
Volunteer orientation is every Thursday at 4:30 in the drop-in center, and volunteers must be 14 years of age or older.
You can donate using a credit card through marthastable.ca, or you can send your donation by mail, cash, check, or bank draft.
Martha's Table, 629 Princess Street. Whether it's volunteering, donating, or anything else that you can offer Martha's Table, visit their website, marthastable.ca.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Vous écoutez au CFRC 101.9 FM.
¿Qué tal, chicos? Seguimos aquí en Rock'n Radio Show. We continue here in Rock'n Radio Show. Estamos escuchando ese bloque maravilloso con el Second Coming, ¿no? De nuestros amigos de Shotgun Messiah, Team Skull, Ozzy y varias bandas más. Bueno, ahora llegamos a la parte esperada, la entrevista del día. This is the interview of the day of the week. In the Rock'n Radio Show, we have our guest, our band, in a new band. Bueno, no es una nueva banda. It's not a new band. It's had a lot of years, a lot of time, from the 80s. Pero esta banda se llama Mean Streak. Y estamos acá con una entrevista exclusiva que le hicimos a Marlene Portnoy, que es la esposa del amigo Portnoy. Pues ya lo conocen, ¿no? De Mike. Es el baterista de Dream Theater. Pero vamos a hablar un poco de la banda esta. O sea, ellos son de Rockland, New York, acá cerca nomás donde estamos. Acá en Canadá, cerca. Ellos son de los Estados Unidos. Rockland está en New York. Y bueno, para muchos ha sido la primera banda de thrash metal femenina de la historia. O sea, muchos los consideran porque parece que no había nada antes de ellos. Ellas son del 85. Ellas, pronombres. Bueno, esta banda fue fundada por Marlene Apuso, o sea, ese era su nombre soltera, que es ahora Marlene Portnoy, y por Rina Sands. Lo interesante también que no es la única que se casó con otro Dream Theater, because Lisa Martin Page se casó con John Myung, o Myung, el bajista de Dream Theater. Así que todo queda en familia. Ellas lanzaron un álbum muy bueno, Roadkill, que lo estoy esperando. I've been waiting a lot of years for this album, Roadkill. I want a reissue, I don't know, but I need the album in my personal collection. It's amazing. Thrash Metal to the Bane. Ellas se juntaron este año y para lanzar el EP nuevo, el Blood Moon, en febrero del año pasado. Así que estamos esperándolas a ver qué vuelven a hacer ahora, cuando vuelvan a salir y todo. Bueno, estás en Rock'n Radio, aquí te dejo la entrevista y seguimos con más música. Rock'n Radio, keep on rockin', baby.
This is Marlene from Mean Streak, and you're listening to Rock'n Radio.
Rock'n Radio, your rock station.
About the release of your new EP, Blood Moon.
Our new EP, Blood Moon. I'm over the moon about it. I'm very excited about the release. We're really happy because it's just like we just kind of wanted to see how it would how it would be accepted by people, you know, after not being around for so many years. So we're really happy about the way it's being accepted by everybody. And we're very pleased with it. We're pleased with the way it came out. And we're very excited with all the upcoming events that we have.
Main Street has been a pioneer in the female metal since 1985. Yes. What obstacle did you face at the beginning, and how did you overcome them?
Well, at the very beginning, when we started, there really were very minimal female bands in a heavy metal world, like almost none. And just a handful. So it was really hard breaking into a male-dominated genre. And there was a lot of men that, you know, we'd look out into the audience and we'd see them like, oh, yeah, what are these girls going to do? You know, let's see. And we just decided we were going to get up there and we were going to play the best we could play. And we were going to ignore any of the comments or any of the disapproval.
Okay.
And we wound up overcoming that, and people wound up saying, wow, they can play, they know what they're doing, and they wound up accepting us. And I think we did a hell of a job, you know, getting over that.
Wow. What can you tell me about the recording process of this EP, Blood Moon? Were there any challenge of memorable moments during the productions?
Well, you see, we used to all live together in New York. We were all New Yorkers from the same, you know, basically the same area. But, you know, here we are 30 years later, 28 years later. We have one girl in New Mexico, one girl in California. Mm-hmm. Martenz and myself are here in Pennsylvania, and Raina is in New York still. All very scattered, very far apart from each other. So that created a bit of a problem with recording. So we were, you know, doing what is pretty common today, sharing all the files and sending them to each other's studios and recording that way. But which is not really different today. In today's world, that's the way a lot of bands do things. But for us, coming out of the 80s and 90s, we didn't do that. So it was a little bit of a challenge. But we got through it. We did the bulk of the recording at our drummer Yael studio, mm-hmm. and mainly at Dream Theater headquarters with Jimmy T, their engineer, and he mixed and engineered. He mixed the whole EP, so that made it extremely exciting. And that studio is beautiful, and you know everything is great there. So, unfortunately, like I said, the whole band was never at Dream Theater at Dream Theater headquarters at the same time. So it would be me, Raina, and Martenz, and then Jimmy T would have to send the files over to Yael and Bettina on the West Coast, mm-hmm. and Yael would deal with them at her studio. So that was the challenge that we faced. And like I said, that was a very new way of recording for me and Martenz, you know, because we hadn't done this in a long time. I think Yael's done things like that, but for the most part, that was new for all of us.
Okay. Since your formation in 1985, how has Main Street's sound and style evolved?
Basically, I think that our style and our sound has basically stayed very true to what we are through all that time in the 80s, mm-hmm. 90s, and even still to now. We still love our roots. We still love what we do. We still love the style that we always played. And while we're writing music now, I feel that we're still sticking to our roots and sticking to our guns and still playing what we truly love. So our sound is still the same. I think we evolved to be a better version of what we always were. That's what I think.
Okay. What musical influence has been the most important for mainstream over the years?
Over the years, it has stayed the same. Our influences have always been like Metallica, Iron Maiden, metal, Judas Priest, all those bands. Yeah, the best, in my opinion, the best.
Absolutely. And, I agree with you.
Yeah, it still stayed with us. Like, it's just in our blood. When we're writing riffs, they just come out. And they're still our main influences are still, I can still hear it in our writing styles.
Wow. Arlene, after such a long hiatus, what motivated you to reunite and return to music in 2022?
So what happened was, it was during COVID.
Okay.
Yeah, the whole COVID shutdown, and we were all chatting on a Zoom call. We would get together and drink wine and talk to each other and chat. And during one of those Zoom calls, we decided, why don't we get together and start playing again? As soon as we can break out of our houses, let's do this. And that's actually how we got it back together. As soon as we were all released from our homes, we planned a trip and we got together and just decided to start playing again. So it was, I don't know how you could thank COVID for something, because COVID was the worst thing in the world, but thanks to COVID, here we are.
In my opinion, the album Roadkill is an amazing thrash metal album.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
That's one of the first female thrash metal albums that I listen to, honest. Because here in Canada, we have Liaro, and it's not like the power that you have with Roadkill. And
yes.
My question is, how do you feel about paving the way for other women in metal?
It makes you feel good knowing that we kind of opened up those doors for a lot of other women. I would have liked to see us go a little bit farther, but it inspires me to know that other women listened to our band and decided, hey, we can do that too. And that makes you feel really, really good about what you did.
Wow. Talking about Roadkill, that album is very difficult to find in physical format. Are there any plans or issue if someone can get a physical copy?
We're trying to figure that out ourselves. Like, I've seen it, I have it, but I've seen it on eBay and places like that. And apparently, we are under the impression that somebody that works with our label is still like putting it on Spotify, and we're not really sure. We're still doing our research on how to find it, but we honestly don't know how to find it. We wish we could.
Yes. How was the experience of supporting John Petrucci's solo tour and the reunion with your husband, Mike Portnoy, especially with the stops in Toronto and Quebec City? Canada.
Our experience, that tour was like no other. It was unbelievable. Like, just from start to finish, it was unbelievable. We were a little nervous about taking that because of the difference in the musical styles between, you know, John Petrucci, prog, shredder, you know, we're metal all the way. We're heavy metal. We were afraid the audience would maybe not accept us or not really be into our style of music. Mm-hmm. And we were completely wrong. They accepted us with open arms. They were very supportive audience, very supportive fans. They really got into the music. And the fact that we were touring, that made the tour phenomenal, having like such a supportive audience and seeing the smiles on everyone's faces and the cheers in the audience. That was unbelievable every night. But aside from that, getting to be on tour with my husband was like a dream come true. I mean, that doesn't happen all the time. You know, getting to be on tour with your husband, having fun, being in a different city every day, just the laughs and the stories I could tell you were just amazing. It was just an unbelievable experience for all of us. One we'll never forget, that's for sure.
Beautiful. What's your opinion about that streaming services?
Oh.
Like Spotify, like that. The last week I had an interview with Carmen Appice, and he said, buy my album, don't Spotify it. Mm-hmm. And I want to know, what is your opinion about that?
I was one of the people that was never for streaming because I knew it was going to hurt musicians and bands financially. And, you know, it is our livelihood. I mean, that is the way that we financially make money. Because if musicians were out having to have like a day job at an accounting office or, you know, be a lawyer, they wouldn't have the time to make the albums or the music. So when you lose all that revenue by the streaming, musicians make absolutely no money from streaming. None. So if you lose the money from streaming, well, how do you make money then? How do you eat? How do you pay your rent? How do you put your kids through school? Like, it really, I'm not one for the streaming services, but I'm completely against them, to be honest. But there is also a good side. And the good side is there are a lot of bands that probably would have never had a platform to be heard by anybody, anywhere, if it wasn't for these streaming services. So because of that, there is a really good side to it. And it gives the unknown artist a chance to actually get exposure and be out there and be heard by other people. Outside of that, that's the only part that I like.
The only part.
Yeah, that's the only part, because it basically kind of screwed over every musician on the planet.
Thank you.
And the record company and everybody in the industry, except the owners of the streaming services.
Thank you for being honest. Thank you. With so many years in the music industry, what advice would you give to a young woman who wants to break into metal?
Ooh, stick to your guns. Don't let anybody tell you you cannot do it, because you can do it. And don't let anybody tell you it's because you're a girl. Just do it. Play what you want from your heart. Don't change for anybody, and just do what you love. That's what I would tell them.
Beautiful. A crazy question. Okay?
Yes.
All right. If you could form a super group with any musicians, living or dead, who would it be, the members, and why?
A super group. Do they all have to be alive?
Living or dead?
Because I would have Freddie Mercury as my lead vocalist.
Nice.
Let's see. I'll take James Hetfield on guitar.
Good choice.
Yeah. My husband on drums.
Yeah.
I have to put him in there somewhere if I want to stay married. Let's see, who's a bass player? Oh, what's his name? My favorite bass player of all time. And I'm spacing out right now on his name because I got about 800 musicians running through my head right now. I don't know who my favorite bass player would be. It would be Mean Streak. It would be the girls in my band. That would be my favorite band.
Okay, fair enough. Have you ever had any funny or embarrassing experiences on stage that you can share with us?
Well, there was one time we were opening up for Paul Di'Anno's band, and we decided to play an Iron Maiden song.
Paul Di'Anno?
Yes, we opened up for the band, and we got up there, and we were ready to play Iron Maiden, and the drummer clicked, and we all went, and it was just silence, and the whole audience went hysterical laughing, and then we just started playing The Trooper, and then everyone was like, that was a pretty move on our behalf to play an Iron Maiden tune that he wasn't on. Not for him.
My good. What are your plans for the near future? Will there a tour to promote Blood Moon? Maybe Canada?
We would love to come to Canada. We would love. We're working on getting a lot of bookings, but right now we have one show on the table that we just booked, and it is with Metal Allegiance in here in the States on September 6th. We're opening up for Metal Allegiance, and we're playing in New Jersey. It's in Sellersville. Aside from that, we're working on getting a couple of other dates booked around that, but nothing's been confirmed yet aside from that one particular show.
And finally, is there anything else you would like to share with your fans and our listeners?
Just if you don't know, our you can get all our social media, all our store, everything with meanstreakofficial.com. You can get our EP there and everything, and keep your eyes open because we are in the middle of writing new material, and we should be getting that out in the next couple of months as well.
Excellent. Thank you very much. You're the second Pornoy that I interviewed. The first one was Max.
Oh, it was Max.
Like 3 years ago.
With little Maxo.
Dallas.
Yes, yes.
Ah, great band. It's amazing.
Love that band. Loved
it. Yeah. How is he?
He's great. He's great. He just got back from, where was he? He was in Europe with Code Orange. Mm-hmm. And now he's getting ready to leave with Tala again. And they're doing a festival tour. I can't remember the name of it. I'm sorry. I'd love to plug my son's band right now. But they're coming to Europe. Nah. Doing a whole bunch of festivals in Europe, Tala.
Wow. You're really blessed. You have an amazing family.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for your time again, and I hope to see you on the road one day.
Thank you. I hope to see you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah! Rockum Radio. Las 24 horas del día, los 7 días de la semana. La mejor música del mundo para ti. Ahora. www.rockumweb.com.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Vous écoutez CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hey, ¿qué tal, chicos? Seguimos aquí en Rockum Radio Show. Estábamos escuchando a Mean Streak y a esta excelente bajista, guitarrista, todo, la verdad, es perfecta, Marlene Pornoy. Así que les haya gustado, es una buena entrevista con una banda, los pioneros del thrash metal femenino en los Estados Unidos y para probablemente en el mundo. Así que ya sabes, estás en Rockum Radio. Bueno, llegamos a la última parte del show. Ahora estaremos precisamente con Dream Theater, porque no podíamos dejar de pasar esta banda. Pero cuando escuchas la voz, la palabra Dream Theater, when you listen Dream Theater, quieres ir corriendo. Go faster to listen Dream Theater. So, here you have Dream Theater to you. Vamos a poner Pull Me Under. Este es un álbum, bueno, es un single, ¿no? Salió hace unos 90, el año 94 me parece. No es progresivo, así, metal progresivo. Creo que es la mejor época de ¿cómo se llama? De Dream Theater. Así que vamos a escucharlo. Tuve la oportunidad de entrevistar a Jordan Rudess de Dream Theater, allá hace unos 15, 18 años. Fue espectacular esa entrevista porque tuve la suerte que ellos estaban en Portugal, en Lisboa, y en ese momento habían hecho un tour abriéndole a Ozzy. Así que yo lo tuve que llamar el horario entre América con Portugal era largo. Así que cuando hablo, ellos estaban en el soundcheck, en la prueba de sonido. Y ahí fue donde él me dijo, mira quién está acá, Ozzy Osbourne. Yo estaba conversando con él en la entrevista, porque en esa entrevista él estaba en el concierto. Y ahí fue donde Ozzy se dirigió y me dio unas palabras. Fue una cosa que dije, oh no, no lo puedo creer. Y lo pude tener la suerte de hablar un ratito, sí, unas 4 o 5 frases con Ozzy, pero fue ya, te queda el recuerdo para toda la vida. Bueno, ese es un recuerdo con ellos. También estaremos con una banda nueva, Daytona, con el tema Looks Like Rain, del Gardner LeFlame. Eso es Melodic Rock Aor, es el año pasado. Así que estaremos con Daytona, buena banda, creo que ellos son suecos, me parece. También estaremos con un amigo nuestro personal, nuestro amigo Jeff Pilson, quien toca en Dokken, en Foreigner. Él ha sido parte de esa banda de Dokken, conocido, y también de Foreigner. precisamente cuando estaba con Foreigner, yo le hice una entrevista y nos hicimos antes, mucho antes que lo conociera, le hice una entrevista. Y un día estaba yendo a mi país, en ese momento vivía en Perú, ¿no? Linda tierra. Y recuerdo que agarra y me manda un email y me dice, oye, ¿sabes qué? Estoy yendo. Te hablo a inicio de los 2000. Y me fui a verlo, el hotel que me había citado, ¿no? No piensen mal, ¿no? ¿Qué pasa? No, y se esperaba en la recepción. Habían llegado precisamente del soundcheck. Y ahí donde estaba, Jeff Pilson. Me abraza, todo, y yo llevé mis discos, me lo firmó todo. Nos tomamos fotos, fui con un amigo. Y ahí me presentó a la banda, que estaban en el bar, a los Foreigners. Conocí a Boja, me regaló su baqueta. Un momento muy especial y me invitaron al concierto. Así que fue muy bueno, de verdad. Ese es un recuerdo que tengo con él. Y precisamente ahora vamos a escuchar de su banda, War and Peace, el tema Walk Away, del álbum The Wall Half Eyes. Eso de inicio de los 2000, que precisamente para ese álbum también fue la entrevista que le hice por ese año. Y creo que fue en el 2004. Bueno, y vamos a ver si hay algo más, por ahí lo ponemos. Estás en Rock'n Radio, nos vemos la próxima semana. No te olvides de conectarte a www.rockweb.com, seguirnos en los social media, y en el social media, en Facebook, en Instagram. Síguenos, escucha, métete a Rock'n Web TV, a Rock'n TV, en YouTube, suscríbete, subscribe. En cualquier cosa, si tienes una banda, envíanos música, no importa la ciudad, el país, donde estés. Nosotros encantados de revisar tu música. Y si pasa a los básicos de calidad, la sonaremos acá. Básico de calidad significa que esté bien grabada, de que sea un archivo o un material físico de buena calidad, que esté bueno, que suene bien, para no bajar el nivel del show y todavía de los oyentes, porque a veces confunden la calidad de la banda por la calidad del sonido, de cómo se ha grabado. Así que vamos a darle lo mejor porque nuestro público se lo merece. Y ustedes también. Ya sabes, estás en Rock'n Radio. Ahí vamos con Dream Theater. ¡See ya!
Hey everybody, this is Jordan Reels from Dream Theater. And you are checking out Gino by listening to Rock'n Radio. Enjoy.
Rock'n Radio, your rock station. We'll be right back. Broken Radio, your rock station.
And hello to Rock'em Radio.
Rock'em Radio, your rock station.
Yeah. A faded picture from your heart was all you left for me. Standing here to see what I could see. Your love I borrowed just like time wasn't mine to keep. But the love we shared I thought was there, but now you have to leave. Just walk away. Just walk away. You won't be there for me. From far away I tried to say I'm sorry, but I can't. didn't mean to break your heart. I wish it had been mine. And as another day unfolds, don't know what it means. Was it love we had, or love gone bad? Still the love we need, just walk away. There'll be no more tomorrow, just walk.
Short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic, every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Banter.
Beat.
Banter.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Banter.
Every Thursday at 1 on
CFRC
for your special time with your favorite nuclear family.
My name is Aiden.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
Beat
Banter.
KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM present a stacked lineup of shows this January and February at the Broom Factory, featuring a mix of big-name acts and some local favorites. On January 18th, don't miss Canadian alt-rock duo Mountain Head. January 24th features local indie rock outfit Cassador. On January 26th, Bedouin Soundclash takes the stage. February 7th sees Bust